Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Gorilla Unit.
Is that what G Unit stood for?
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's do a different one.
You don't like Gorilla Unit?
No.
Oh, come on. I love Gorilla Unit.
All right.
I've joined the Gorilla Unit.
All right.
Yeah. The U.S. military.
Did you know that the U.S. military is the official military of Three Doors Down?
Yeah. Welcome,
when I think about the troops,
yeah,
I think Three Doors Down.
Don't we all? What's the song?
It plays on those propaganda Call of Duty commercials there.
Yeah. Citizen Soldier.
Yeah.
Good fucking bop, that one is.
Yep.
Love that. I fuck to that.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can stay hard. You ever get hard and stay hard.
You ever fucked a Purple Rain?
Earth, land, and sea. What?
You ever fucked a Purple Rain?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's different. It's next level.
Yeah. Parliament, too. That's.
Oh, that's funkadelic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the stuff.
That's what's up. G-Funk, a little G-Funk.
Yep.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Justy Funk, you're supposed
Justy
to say.
Justy Funk.
Yeah, I like that, actually. That's a good name. That's your guitar name when you go, wicka blamp.
Wicka wham wham.
Yeah.
You hey, go, that wah, that wah. Yeah. That wah pedal we talked about?
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow up because everyone was asking questions about it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all?
No, don't work. Oh, no. It does. But it doesn't go.
I could probably fix it. It's probably just like a bad solder point or something.
You know how to solder?
Yeah, we went over that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, bring it back over. I'll take a peek. I didn't look at it.
There's a bunch of gunk in there, too. You know?
I'll fucking suck it out with my mouth.
Yeah.
Gunk out. It's like a battery gunk. I'll suck a battery dry.
Yeah. Okay.
All the juice out of that thing. 9 volts. I don't fucking care. A D cell.
You should make one of those videos of you cleaning it and fixing it up.
Yeah.
Post it on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. With the time lapse.
Yeah.
It sounds like this.
And it all leads to me putting inappropriate Metallica solos.
Yeah.
Over church music.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
Wah.
We got
some kind of monster.
Oh, boy. We got a good show for you today.
Yeah, some good's going to be some kind of monster.
Somebody is going to do some kind of something.
Did you ever see that movie?
What?
That film?
It's funny. It's good.
It's real funny.
Yeah, they get mad in that movie.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, really fucking mad.
We got Lars Ulrich.
Yeah. Emphasis on rich.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He is. He's a tennis man. He's tennis, Rich.
He's a tennist.
Yeah.
You know, as we record this, the Oscars are going.
They are?
Yep.
That's today.
And, you know, the past few years, something we've done, I don't know if you remember, but we go through the Best Picture nominees.
Yeah.
And we tell you what they're all about.
Okay.
So this year, we're looking at Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Which was a big surprise that was nominated.
Yeah.
Considering the subject matter. What's it about?
What's Top Gun Maverick about?
Yeah.
I thought it was about fishing.
It is about fishing.
Yeah.
Fast boats. You're going so fast, you got to put aviator.
Fast boats.
Glasses.
Loose
on.
Women.
Right. Cheap thrills. That song, that Agent Orange song.
Yeah.
Bloodstains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a boat movie. It's where guys in boats, you watch them throughout the movie grow mustaches.
They're in the Navy.
And they grow big mustaches.
Yep.
Beginning to end. I think they do a very sexy ski ball scene in this one.
Yeah. They got one on the ship.
Yeah, they got a big ski ball net.
Yeah. There's a... every once a month, they dock. They go to the ski ball bar.
Right.
And
take off their shirts.
P- pick up,
start to sweat,
you know,
and hug it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love it.
On the quest for some.
Did you didn't see Top Gun Maverick, did you?
No.
For real?
I just saw the first one.
Yeah. It's not a good movie. It's not good.
It's all right.
Top Gun. It's not a good movie, but it's good.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun to watch.
It's funny.
It's kind of, yeah. Yeah. It's funny. But Maverick was pretty good. I don't know. People talk like it's the best. I think it has 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know how. I mean, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
No.
I don't know. But I do really like that they flew their planes. They flew real planes and stuff. There's like almost no CGI in it, except for maybe part of Val Kilmer's face.
It's really. Jesus.
I'm not sure about that, but I think they did do that. Anyway.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But the best part's the ski ball.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The ski ball championship.
I also like the fucking
no sucking. Shirts. No shirts. No nipples.
Yep.
No hair.
No. Or very.
A lot of oil.
Trimmed.
Mustache, though. That's the only hair. Mustache.
Right.
So then we got a movie called Women Talking.
Yeah.
And what's. I'm trying to remember what that one's about.
It's a biopic about The View.
The View, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're women. That's a show for women
that's
by women.
What it, yeah, that's what Fubu. It is. Right.
Okay.
Four,
yeah.
Four.
So this is the.
Four.
This is the behind the scenes story of how The View started and succeeded.
Yeah, how Whoopi Goldberg came to power.
Whoopsie. Whoopsie doodle. Isn't she getting fired or something?
I don't know.
I think she is.
I don't care.
You know, I like Whoopsie.
I do too, and I like Joy Behar.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with The View.
No, I didn't say there was.
I mean, neither.
Okay.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah. It's a movie about the internet.
Oh, it's a Steve Jobs movie?
Yeah.
It's the movie Ashton Kutcher plays Steve Jobs.
No. That was the prequel.
No, I thought that was a sequel because that's Jobs plural.
No.
This one's just about Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, his son.
Right. Steve Jobs is the son.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
That's going to sweep the show. It's going to take all the awards.
Probably is, yeah.
In real life, it is. And it deserves it because it fucking rules.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's by far the best one, I think. Banshees of Inisherin, I did see. That was really good. But what's it about? It's about witches.
Yeah. It's about dark magic.
Right. It's about forest witches.
Yeah. What's it called?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deep, dark wood witch.
But just running amok.
Running amok, conjuring. Conjuring 2.
Taking over the whole town. Yeah. Taking it all over.
Right.
The whole city.
It's basically Lords of Salem.
Just like Bane.
Right. Right, right, right. For you.
For me.
This one has a great title, this next one.
Yeah.
Triangle of Sadness.
Oh.
You know what that one's about?
This
is about the Mons Pubis.
The myth of the male Mons Pubis.
And that's what makes it a triangle of sadness, because right. You're not really sure if it's there. It's a mysterious location.
Right.
So some people say that the women do not have a G-spot, but I do know that a boy... I do know that the boy have a triangle of sadness. The mystery of the Mons Pubis.
Right. The myth of the male Mons Pubis.
That's what I meant. The myth. The Fablemans.
Oh, that's about a...
It's about a deli.
a deli run by Thor.
Thor?
The god.
Fablemans. Fablemans.
Fable. It's a deli run by a centaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about All Quiet on the Western Front?
That's a road movie.
Yeah.
It's about motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's like a couple of bros. Yeah. Midlife Crisis?
It's like Motorcycle Diaries.
Is it like Sideways on motorcycles?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah, I fuck with that.
Did you ever see Sideways?
Yeah.
I wrote the screenplay. Me and Charlie Kaufman.
What do you think about wine, dude?
Well, I can't get enough of it.
Except for fucking Merlot.
I don't like Merlot.
I don't like any wine.
I like sangria. Sweetberry wine.
Sweetberry wine makes my tummy hurt.
Yeah, but it's the most fun drunk there is.
That's true.
When you start slurring the words and stuff.
Yeah.
You're always a silly drunk when you're on red wine.
Red wine.
That's what I always say. That's what my mother always told me.
Next up, we've got Avatar: The Way of Water.
Shyamalan?
That's the Shyamalan movie, yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's about time he made a sequel.
And it's about moving water around into a tornado.
Yeah, yeah.
With your hand.
It's about the first person that made one of those, you know, like the 2-liter bottles. You stack them on top of each other.
Store, like the museum gift shop.
And yeah.
Teaches you physics.
Yeah, you tape them and then you get the tornado in there.
Yep, yep. It's about the first kid
that ever learned to figure out.
His name was Avatar.
How to do.
Her name. Was Avatar.
Yeah.
She had a certain way with water. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Next movie name of Evelis.
What?
Evelis. Elvis.
Elvis.
Evelis.
Directed by
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, it's about the king.
The king?
Yeah, the king.
Alexander?
Yeah. No, it's about...
Run DMC.
You know the show Blackish?
Yeah.
It's like that, but a movie about elves. Elvis. Elvis.
Elvis. Okay. Man, that would have been way better.
Yeah. Elvish.
Yeah.
But, okay.
You know. And the last one.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett's latest picture, the name of Tar.
Tar?
Yeah. T-A-R. The A has a little apostrophe over it, but we can ignore that.
Yeah, Tar.
This is about, it's obviously about laying cement and stuff, right?
I was thinking it was about a cowboy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it could be. It could be.
It could be a modern cowboy.
He works at the tar pit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He was a cowboy, but then he had to sell the farm.
Right, and the only way he could make money to keep his son warm.
Yeah.
He's fucking shoveling tar.
He's taking his mop and just moving around the tar.
Moving that tar around to keep it wet.
Yeah. Tar.
Tar. Cate Blanchett is that main character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that Triangle of Sadness is going to take home the cup.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, when I was trying to come up with the next segment.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I was thinking about how Brain War.
Yeah.
Brain War.
Brain War.
Brain War is back.
1, 2, 3, 4. I declare it a brain war.
That's right. When I was a kid, I'd have my friends over and shit, and that's all we do is we play with action figures and stuff, but we didn't communicate other than just,
yeah. Yeah.
Those were the days. Not much has changed, actually.
No, no.
Just different sounds. Brain War!
Brain War. So, Michael Zirpel is back into Tech Decks, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I think partially from talking to me.
You talked to him?
Yeah.
Michael Zirpolo.
Yeah, he lives in New Jersey now.
I don't remember what he did. He was just always like the bad kid, or was he?
No, he was my best friend.
Oh, okay.
But he was a bad
kid. Okay.
Yeah, we both were.
Okay.
But not like, you know. Didn't
not
get
like bad, bad, bad.
No, no. Right. We had fun, you know?
Yeah, right, right,
we
right.
We had fun.
Who can't ever have no fun no more?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Brain War.
Brain War.
So Justy Boy was really good at spelling bees.
They asked me to come to Mensa, and I said no.
Turned them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I told him no, I'm busy.
Turns out he knows every answer to every trivia.
Yep.
So we're gonna test that theory.
Do.
What does www stand for in the website browser?
What?
What does the www stand for in the website browser, Internet Explorer?
Waka waka waka.
That's because that's where you see that video.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you know, Fozzie Bear.
The first video on the internet was Fozzie Bear.
Really?
Yeah.
Waka really?
Waka waka.
Right, yeah. So it's just a tribute.
Uh-huh, it's a tribute. Okay, you're right about that one. Let's see. Which country do cities of Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane belong to?
Perth?
Perth.
What country?
Yeah.
Or what continent?
Country.
Country?
Yeah.
China. The continent of China.
You're right.
Duh.
You're totally right. Because, you know, you might think to say Australia, but we do know that Australia does not exist.
I know. That's why I said China.
So, you know, we've been over that. If it's, you know, nothing's changed there.
Yeah.
What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
Oh my goodness.
I'll tell you.
A dodecahedron.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it also would have accepted parallelogram.
Yeah. Rhombus. Some of them are rhombus.
Rhombus.
Yes, it was rhombus in nature.
How about this one? Who named the Pacific Ocean?
Pacific?
Is that your answer?
Who named the Pacific Ocean? I don't understand.
Specific?
Who's in a specific ocean?
Yeah.
That was Jonathan Specific.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in, you know, in the days, BC.
Right. The days of the big wood boat.
Right. Right. BC.
BC. Back in BC.
So it goes cavemans, pirates, Ronald Reagan.
Okay, well, how
Pangea.
About how about the knights?
Knights. Knights before or after pirates? After?
After.
Yeah, because the pirates evolved into knights.
Right. The swords got longer.
Right. More metal.
Right. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Porsche, oh my goodness. That's a rat. Right?
Yep, that's right. Really fast fucking rat. Big, fast rat.
Right.
Okay. How about worship of Krishna is observed by which religious faith?
Christians. Krishnans.
That makes sense, and that's the truth.
Yeah, Krishnans.
That's the truth. Krishnans. What is the name of the world's largest ocean?
Specific.
That's right. You're right.
That's the real answer, though, right?
Yeah.
Pacific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know. I got to answer one, right? Like, I'm not really dumb, okay?
Okay, how about this, though?
Yes, okay, yes.
Who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Whoopi Goldberg.
What? Whoopsie.
Yeah, she did it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, when she was that flying nun.
Yeah.
She went into outer space.
Right. No, it was...
across the Atlantic.
Who was it?
Amelia Braveheart.
I couldn't think of anything funny for her. Amelia.
Emilio Braveheart. What is the common name for dried plums?
Grape.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Prune.
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 What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world?
Surge.
That's right.
RC Cola.
It's tied with Faygo.
Tied with Tide Pods.
Tied
Todd.
Which country invented ice cream?
China.
Yeah. You're right.
Is it really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. From which country does Gouda cheese originate?
Gouda?
Yeah.
Sweden?
No, but it's close.
It's Sweden.
Netherlands.
No, it's Sweden.
Oh.
Check your work, prick. Check it.
What awards?
Was I correct?
What?
I was correct.
Netherlands.
No.
It's Netherlands.
Sweden. I wasn't trying to answer it correctly.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're
say
right.
Say it right.
You're right. I forgot what we were
good
doing.
Lord.
What awards has an EGOT winner won?
EGOT?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Emerald?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's an EGOT?
EGOT.
EGOT. EGOT.
E-G-O-T.
EGOT. EGOT.
The four awards.
Okay. So you got what? Emerald?
Emerald.
You got the Gungan Globe.
The globe.
Yeah.
G for globe.
What is it?
Oh, EGOT. EGOT.
OSHA.
Yep.
OSHA. Yep. Oprah.
Right. Both.
Yeah. One or the other. Saturn.
T. No, it's T.
Saturn. Silent T. T.
Yeah. Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Is that what you were going to say? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
EGOT.
Which member of Beatles married Yoko Ono?
Yoko Ono?
Yeah.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon. Let it be, let it be.
What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans in 1969?
Woodcock.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, it was put on by what's his name? Billy Bob Thornton, Mr. Woodcock.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. In the Little Red Riding Hood, who does the wolf dress up as?
Ghost. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Scared her, girl.
Scared her to death, put her in the oven. What's the fastest land animal?
Hippopotamus.
What color is a ruby?
Ruby?
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah. It's true.
Golden brown, like a hash brown.
What were Jack and Jill going up the hill to fetch?
Surge. Yeah. Big can of Surge.
You're right. Two more.
How many?
Two
more. What's the loudest animal on earth?
My wife.
You ain't kidding. I hate my
fucking wife.
My wife will not shut up.
Right.
I just want to go to sleep. I just want to drink with my boys. And she's coming in saying, I got to take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital. And I said, after this round of cards.
So besides my wife?
Yeah.
No, the ruddy moose.
The moose?
The ruddy moose.
Ruddy?
Yeah, ruddy.
What's that mean?
Legendary animal.
The ruddy moose.
Ruddy moose. Or the night beaver.
Okay. Is ruddy mean something that I'm not?
No, it's just that one of the legendary animals from Red Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the night beaver.
The night beaver, right.
Right.
Okay, last one.
It's just a tie between those two.
How many hearts does an octopus have?
Eight.
Well, how many legs does a spider have?
Nine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you win.
Yeah.
All good. Good answers. All correct.
Yeah.
So that being said, this next segment, also all about you.
Yeah.
Just
a
boy.
We're going to stay in school here.
We're staying in school mode.
Yeah. Here, let me get my stuff.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so what do you got here in front of you?
I just got a big pile of shit from...
That's probably, yeah, a big pile of diarrhea.
Yeah. No, from... I was going through boxes of, like, old stuff that... you know, from school and shit, from when I was in, like...
When you was a boy.
When I was just a boy. Oh, yes. I got a lot of art that you could just describe if you want.
Okay.
Can you see...
Yeah, so...
This is a card I made.
This is a Happy Easter card. It says Happy Easter at the top.
Yeah.
In pretty good cursive.
Fucking bomb, dude.
And then we've got a cutout of a rabbit.
Yeah.
That appears to have been modeled after a hand.
Yeah.
Like you cut your hand fingers and, you know what I mean, a hand shape out.
Right.
Removed the middle finger, put a face on the palm.
Yeah, I bent them. I bent them all around.
Bent them all around. And it's pretty realistic.
Yeah, I like the mustache the best.
Oh, there's a mustache.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. It's like the whisker area. But
it's a mustache. Whiskers. I've got whiskers on my fingers.
And then I got a... I forgot in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Remember this. That I went to middle school state science fair. I qualified for the state science fair.
Did you do a volcano?
No. No, 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 no.
You didn't blow up the science lab? No,
we did.
Doug turned the science lab into a towering inferno.
No, we did the tingle test for electrifying foods.
Oh, the tingle test.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tingle test.
I love the tingle test.
You see if you get a little electricity from fruits.
From a potato.
And you do. And I just wanted to prove that I was a science man once.
So you got a business card?
I got a business card.
I can't read it.
Middle Schools of Massachusetts State Science Fair, Justin Furtag, Exhibitor.
On behalf of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I do declare you a science fair.
Yep. So I also have a cassette that I want to... We got to figure out how to play it.
Yeah, I can play it next time.
Yeah, I'll leave that.
I just got to grab a tape deck.
And then, I was going through here. I got Blink-182 at the Orpheum Theater, November 27th, 2001.
Take a stub.
Yeah, and I sent this to Lit, and they
they
put us on their Instagram story.
Yeah, Lit, big band. They went country, now they're back.
They went
Lit
country?
Is back, baby.
Wow. I got a bunch of pictures. I'm not going to go through those. Some of them were very funny, though. Here we go. Oh, I got a love letter from Murphy Neenan.
Oh, fuck.
From high school. I'm not going to read this, though.
Why?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to put her on blast.
Murphy Neenan.
Murphy Neenan, before the summer is over. She ditched me at the prom, and I went home alone in my mom's PT Cruiser. All right. Here's some fucked up. My sister was a maniac, I think.
Yeah.
I think she was a fucking... I think she was a maniac. She wrote a story here. It's called Killer Ye Mummy.
Ye?
Ye.
Y-E?
Yep.
Yay. Is that, yeah, it was Kanye West around at this point? No.
No. Once, there was a boy. He liked to call himself Killer Ye Mummy.
Oh.
But one day, he was really turned into one. He went around killing people. He said, trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good. To kill.
Whoa.
Then he stabbed them to death.
Oh my God.
Help, they cried. Killer Ye Mummy went around killing people for all eternity. And he kept killing people for all eternity.
It's repeated?
The end. Yeah.
Wow.
And then...
that is grisly.
I know this isn't me because of the spider web. I couldn't do that. Still can't draw him.
It's a pretty good spider web.
But yeah. Killer Ye Mummy. My sister, the psychopath.
Love it. Good shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Here, you get a look at this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's in an envelope of its own.
Yep.
Let's see it.
Oh, Mrs. Wood.
Oh,
I love Mrs. Wood.
Mrs. Wood. Oh.
See if you can figure out which one's Michael Zerpolo. That was, I think it was third grade, right? You can pull it out.
Paul Revere School, Revere, Mass. Mrs. Wood, grade 3, 1998, 1999.
Yep.
Where are you? And where is Michael Zerpolo?
Did you find me?
Yes. There you are. You got a Dickies. Does that say Dickies?
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
Shirt? Michael Zerpolo is directly to the left of you. No?
No. First row. I'll give you that. Just little bastard.
The kid with the fucking, is that a vest?
No, the one next to him, though, on the end.
Oh, he doesn't look as much like a little shit.
Oh, no. He's he came in hot. He was from South Boston, and he wanted to prove himself.
So did he whoop everybody's ass?
No, but we were scared of him, you know?
Oh.
At first, I wasn't. I don't know, I'd fucking share my hot chips with him.
Let me tell you something. I could beat the shit out of this kid. Not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is good. The Garfield one?
I did a full page Garfield drawing.
Yeah, but I did a Garfield drawing.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's very good, except for the fucking shadow.
The shadow is brown for some reason.
It's not brown.
It looks brown.
No, it's just off. It's not placed in the correct place.
Look where I go play?
Bad shadowing.
Bad shadow.
Which I remember when I drew it, you know? This one is unfucking hinged.
I'm excited.
And this cursive is baller.
Cursive is fucking sweet. I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, beautiful fucking cursive.
I'm bringing it back.
Here we go. This is fourth grade, November 22nd, 1999. This one's titled A Raven's Tale.
Oh, shit.
T-A-L-E.
Yeah.
Long ago, when the world was without light, there was a white raven. It was the only one in the area.
A white raven.
It was discovered in Chelsea. And it was the fastest thing I ever saw. I'm sure at least one person saw it besides me. One time it landed on my shoulder and talked to me. It said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to my uncle's house because he is mean. His house is dark and he scares me. He flew away after he told me. That night I saw him flying and he flew into his uncle's window. I was outside making paint.
What? Making paint?
Making paint.
I'm going to go outside and make a paint.
Well, the crow was in the house. I finished the paint. It flew on the windowsill.
Fresh paint.
And I dumped white paint all over him. Oops.
Oops.
His uncle flew into the room. He said, get out of my house.
Mm.
But the raven flew into the kitchen and he saw the sun in a box. He took the box and flew out the window and over the fence. He landed on the sidewalk. He flew into the box and right into the sun.
Wow.
When he got out, he was black. Then he took the box and flew into space. That is how the raven got his color and how we got light.
So this is your own, like, your own version of the creation story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was me. I came up with that shit. This one is,
wow.
So we've done Spelling Bee on here many times. You got any words you want me to spell right now?
Copter.
Copter. K-O-M-P-T-A. Copter.
Copter.
Look at this. This is a
certificate of participation
in the spelling bee.
So it's proof that you did the best.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I was just there.
You participated.
Right.
So good, though.
This was probably 1990. Yeah, so that was the era after third grade. Fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I would spell words wrong on purpose so I could sit down.
Right, right.
Most improved player by Bill Mundo, 2004.
Bill Mundo,
baseball.
What a fucking coach.
Let me tell you something right now. Bill Mundo.
Bill Mundo.
Is the reason I stopped playing sports.
Fuck Bill Mundo.
Fuck Bill Mundo. Look,
we don't like Bill Mundo.
Look, I found out that Bill Mundo died a couple years ago. Wasn't sad about it.
I will say one thing. I got to point something out.
Yeah.
His initials are BM for bowel movement.
Right. Exactly. Hey, look, my dad drove all the way from Boston to Epsom to see me play. And he put me in the game the last fucking play. I got one hit. I got a double.
What a cock.
Why don't you put me in more? Huh?
Put me in, coach.
His damn fucking, his grandson, he let him pitch. I said, I could pitch better than him. Let me pitch. He said, no, you play right field. I said, I don't fucking want to do this shit anymore.
I don't pitch. I can't.
No show to game. Anyway, Here's a Bart Simpson drawing I did.
With a crossed out Bart Simpson drawing next to it.
I fucked it up. I was learning. Here's a not Batman at all. Definitely not Batman. This is Boob Shoe Man.
Boob Shoe Man.
And it's a Batman, but he's got a big fucking cock on him.
Yeah.
He's got a Superman logo that says BS in the middle, like bullshit. And he smokes cigarettes, and he's saying, I'll save the world after I have a few smokes. That's from 2003.
Oh, 13. Wow.
Boob Shoe Man.
So that was high school.
Yeah. There's a poem about Tony Hawk on the back. Yeah, it's super faded out, though. I can't. Tony Hawk is said to be the best skateboarder ever. Tony has revolutionized the skateboarding world. And then it's all blurred. Tony Hawk is the best skateboarder to ever walk the planet. And so have many other people. Must have said that he is the best.
You don't know that.
Tony's amazing skills on his board came from when he was a kid. When Tony was a child, he found a skateboard. Yeah, it's I can't read it. I found a Sylvester Stallone headshot
in
there.
Nice 8x10.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one, too. If you want to give this a closer look and describe what you're seeing?
So we got, this is a standard school picture, like, for the yearbook.
Yeah.
How old are you in this? Fifth grade?
Probably fifth, yeah. Quicksilver, yeah.
Yeah, you got a Quicksilver hoodie on, a shit-eating grin, an elongated wiffle, it looks like.
Yeah.
Huge cock.
Huge cock. Yeah. Oh, these are, so these glasses I have on in this picture. Oh, no, I got spiked hair. It's not a wiffle.
Oh, it's spiked?
Yeah, it's spiked.
Oh, okay.
The glasses I have on. Oh, and I have an earring, too.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, the left ear. But no, the glasses I have on. Oh, God, look at my teeth. They're too fucking big for my mouth. Hate it. Disgusting. Children are gross. I had Stone Cold Steve Austin frames. They were Brandon? WWF frames.
Wow.
And they were Stone Cold. So I could take them, and they were made for kids, so you could bend them, like, open. And they wouldn't break. They were like double jointed glasses, you know? Oh, here we go.
13 years, birthday card.
Yeah. This is so, it's just so formal. It's very funny. So you're 13. Have a blast. Dig in. Rip away. Just wear it. Be happy.
Rip away?
And Michael Zerpolo wrote in my name here, Justin. And it's written from the card company.
It is written.
They said, you're a teenager. That's really something to celebrate. Happy 13th birthday to Justin from Mike.
Good very stuff. Nice. Yeah, that was the thought that counts.
And Nana and Papa. I also found out that
Papa.
There was also like a year or two that my Papa was spelling it P-A-P-P-A.
Papa.
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 And then it turned into P-A-P-A.
Papa. 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 Papa.
Yeah, see? Papa.
Papa. Papa.
What do we got here? Well, my baptism certificate.
It's official. Shit. It's official.
Oh, my God. I was fucking baptized by Deacon Joseph A. Belmonte. Are you shitting me?
The fucking Belmonte's guy?
Yeah. Here we go. According to the rite of the Roman Catholic Church.
Sure.
Justin born. Beep that.
Wait, beep what?
For attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Born on the 9th day of February 1990, child of redacted and Joe was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by Deacon Joseph A. Belmonte at Saint Anthony of Padua.
Saint Anthony. Love that guy.
My godparents, Michael Cox.
Nice. And
Cheryl.
Cox.
Cox.
Courtney.
The Clam Man.
Uh-huh.
This is another thing my sister did. The Clam Man.
Okay.
I'm back.
Let me see. Okay, yeah. Clam Man's the towering beast.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like at least one corpse in the road. He's twice the height of a house. Looks like a two-story house.
Yeah.
This is a big motherfucker with a regular human body, long legs.
Huge legs.
And
clam head.
A clam for a head.
It fangs.
Oh, yeah, several fangs.
My sister is homicidal. You know, the clam man can change his size. I'll tell you a story. One time, he changed his size to 50 feet. Oh. He crushed everything in his path. It was a disaster. They called it Attack of the 50-Foot Clam Man. The disaster. They had already hospitalized 250 people. H-O-S-P-I-L-I-S-E-D. Until one day, some cops took some fucking dynamite and blew him up.
Whoa.
Everyone was happy.
That's the end?
Yep. Here's another chiller starring the Clam Man.
Another Clam Man picture. Yep. He's not quite as big in this
one. He's underwater in this one.
Right. This is his home?
Yep.
Okay. He looks like he's got a family.
Yep. He's a family guy. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just fish. No, it's just school of fish.
Fist.
That he's terrorizing.
Wait.
Fist.
What is it? It says chiller?
Chiller. Yeah, it's chillers.
What is that?
It's like goosebumps. You know what I mean? It's a part of the chillers. You know, it's like DC.
That's her version of this. She made that up?
It's her company. Yeah.
So this is really weird. I don't know how. Okay. When I was in middle school. So this doesn't line up. But I was in middle school. I remember I would pick up notes, like people pass notes to each other before the cell phones and shit.
Pre-cell phone.
Yeah, people passing notes, and I'd always pick them up when I saw them in the hallway. And one of them that always perplexed me was just a drawing of a big, like, scary smiley face, and it said "Chillers" on it.
Huh.
And it was like a drawing that, like, it could have fit that, but like this was at Dover Middle School.
Yeah.
That's not where she went.
No, she was in
Massachusetts. Maybe that must just be like...
Maybe it's a thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
As you know, the Clam Man lives at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a little story.
Me?
Once upon a time, there were some kids in a car. The water was under the bridge, and so was the Clam Man with the long arms.
Oh, his arms are long now.
They rode, he reached... He reached so far up, he grabbed the car. He pulled the car under the water.
Oh, you can't escape the crab man.
And they weren't
the clam man's grasp.
Seen again.
Oh, look at the carnage there.
Here's a drawing that I did of a punk boy. He's wearing a shirt that says smegma. Also, look at this.
What is that?
It's a cock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
I drew a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's this? Dover High report card. Geometry. Mr. Levan. That's who it was. That was the guy who said height. And I thought that was different than height. Until like midway through the fucking course. Height. What's a height? Yeah, 65 first quarter. A second quarter, 66. Midterm exam, 50. Midterm average, 62. Quarter three, 64. Oh, yeah. Straight D's there.
You fucking dropped the ball.
That was it, though. Everything else was not too bad, too. Biology, even. I did okay. I got an 81 one quarter.
Biologi.
Biologi.
Bilobigi.
Bilobigi.
Biblioigi.
Outstanding achievement in baseball.
Wow.
Destroy that, too. Here's my MCAS results.
How'd you do?
Mostly average.
Cool.
Yeah, I wasn't that dumb.
Dumb.
Average. The only thing I was above average was language and spelling. Spelling, I was above average as well. Yeah.
Well, we knew that already.
And listening. I'm above averaging and listening.
Wow.
Even math, I was in the average range. Wow. Reading, I was in the average range. Wow. Wow. Look at that. Lingo Award. Mr. Whitney. Oratorical Award at the end of the year for seventh grade because of my skateboarding terms. I won an award for it.
The Lingo Award.
Here's a caricature drawing that Jamie did of her and Chris Truesdale from Dream Street, who has since expired.
Oh, he's the dead one.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
We're coming back to that. That's the main event here. Here's a portfolio of poetry.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
From when?
This is like seventh grade. Some of them are good. Some of them are, don't age well. Which I'm not going to read. Here's another chiller. This is Pumpkin People.
pumpkin people.
Yeah, it's a pumpkin man. He says, I will kill you too.
Me?
Yeah.
He's not even collared in.
There once was a pumpkin, and there once was a boy. In between them was a tar pit. Tar.
This is what tar is about.
Yeah. The boy and the cat and the pumpkin ran over to each other the same minute. They both fell in it, and they changed bad. When they arose, they were one, half pumpkin, half boy. The pumpkin person went around killing poor old people.
Oh, my God.
He did this for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
But one day, a cop came over and arrested him. I will just say the pumpkin code, and I will just disappear, is a quote from the pumpkin.
The pumpkin code.
But when he said it, he...
Is that like the Da Vinci code?
He did disappear.
What?
He disintegrated, and he was never seen again.
So that was like a suicide pill.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. This is golden. This is something. This is my mom gaslighting my sister, but it's funny.
I don't know.
She was, she printed out like evidence because she caught my sister swearing on LiveJournal. And she printed it out to like, hey. She's like, yeah, I did that, you know?
Oh, my God. Let's
see. It's titled "Is My Sister's LiveJournal from 2003. It's subject, fuck you. Mood, pissed off. Music, fuck. It's really faded too, so here we go. I would just like to say that I hate my fucking dumb fuck family, all of them. If they want to disown me because they don't want to deal with me, then fuck them. I would be glad to get away from them. I am so pissed off. Then my mom wonders why I bitch at her all the time and asks me why I'm so miserable. Newsflash, family, you make me that way. Justin is the poster child of perfectness. He would never do anything wrong.
Oh,
he gets honor roll all the time. Oh. He's so perfect. He's a little shithead. He never gets in trouble because he knows how to deceive my mom into thinking I cause all the problems. That's right. It's me. I'm the one who fucks up everything. They could all suck my big non-existent cock for all I care.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a punk.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Okay, here it is. I got to show you this. This is too good. This is a book report about the Fantastic Mr. Fox by Roald Dahl.
Oh, yeah.
And I recreated the cover on it here.
Wow. Pretty good.
And I drew Bogus, Bunce, and Bean. And my favorite part. The bibliography.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta see this up close. The fuck. I drew.
This is a picture of Roald Dahl.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the best drawing. He's got slits for eyes. He's got lizard eyes, tiny little lips.
Yeah. He's a bureaucrat right there.
Does he have a nose on the back of his head?
Does he?
I think, yeah. Something, some kind of a growth back there.
I don't know. Either way, I remember drawing that and thinking it was really funny in the moment, too.
That's good.
Look at this. I fucking killed it. Miss Havens is my kindergarten graduation diploma.
Wow, they framed it and everything.
Yep. Excellence. That's me. That's me.
Excellence. What?
This All right, let's go through the portfolio of poetry a little bit here.
Okay.
It's not all good. There's like looked up poetry, universal poems, The Wheel of Life by Polly and Katie Crumb. The drawings are like the main event, but it's not, you know. Life poems. There's three on this page. It's life, babies, and death.
The three stages of life.
Yeah, yeah. Life. Oh, it's an acrostic poem. There, this one. Live as a free, independent person because freedom is your duty. It is everything in the United States. This one's a haiku. It's titled Babies.
Ha 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 ha!
This is the origin here. Oh, babies. A pregnant woman rushed into the hospital. It's a little girl.
The mother or the little girl that's giving birth?
No. The baby is a little girl.
Oh, okay.
It's not babies, but just one. And death, not living, extinction of life. It is not scary. Deceased.
What? I can't even, there's not even words for that one. That's too perfect. I want that tattooed on my back.
What the fuck is this? Alphabet poem. It's called poem. To Meet the Queen.
What?
Justin, the King of Lawrence, said to Mr. Sven to travel by night and get to Ohio and Pennsylvania to bow to the almighty Queen of Ethiopia.
What the fuck? What? You wrote that?
Yep.
Were you on drugs?
No.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's an alphabet poem. I don't know what that is. I don't remember.
Was it in alphabetical order?
Oh, Cinquain was the death one. Cinquain.
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 Champagne. Champagne.
I wrote a ballad about John Lennon that I'm not going to read.
John Legend?
Or should I? I'm going to read it.
Yeah, read it.
Ballad. So imagine. Imagine that.
Imagine.
John Lennon was a legend of his time. Don Lemon. He played the guitar and had very long hair. His life ended when somebody committed a fatal crime. Shooting Lennon with two bullets was very unfair.
Yeah.
Lennon was a musician almost all of his life. A British chap from Liverpool, Yoko Ono was his loving wife.
Oh,
the
Yoko
music
Ono.
Of the Beatles was very cool. John, Ringo, Paul, and George were the Fab Four, playing pop music in London clubs. They always played an encore.
Mm.
12 smash hits or more. Girls dancing and screaming in the pubs. The Beatles soon began their U.S. tour. Can't Buy Me Love topped the charts. The year was 1964. Wow. Major record sales began to start. Bob Dylan gave the Beatles advice. Help was a John Lennon hit. The Beatles took the advice really nice. In the world of rock and roll, the Beatles fit. In the spring of 1965, LSD was slipped into their drinks. In June of 1965, John came out with his second book. LSD severely damaged their instincts. The book was called A Spaniard in the Works, which made John as famous as Captain Hook.
What?
I don't know. Shea Stadium was the Beatles' biggest show. 60,000 people showed up. The Beatles' popularity began to grow. They stayed for the entire show and drank from a cup. In 1970,
okay.
The Beatles' careers ended. John went on to have a solo career. John's career stopped for 5 years and then mended. He made a strong comeback until 1 year. John was recording one night. He went to his home and outside he had a problem. He was in trouble and had a lot of fright. He was about to be shot right in front of the building. John Lennon was a legend of his time. He played guitar and had long hair. Until December 9th, 1980, when Mark Chapman committed a crime. Shooting Lennon with two bullets was totally unfair. Lennon is gone, but remembered well. Loved by many, known by all. Surely not in hell. The sadness of his death was not small.
That's it?
That's it. Limerick. Guitar inspiration. Guitar is a great thing to play. If I could, I would play one all day. They have six hard strings. They all have to ring. Guitar is a great thing to play. I got a rock and roll lifestyle here. Here we go. Oh, it's another acrostic one. Just in Time is one of his nicknames. Underdog in chess tournaments. Stuck in his house every day. Tin Man is his favorite movie character. That was never true. Indestructible force.
Oh.
Me. Not afraid of anything or anyone.
Yeah.
Funky to be around.
Funky.
Understanding science better.
better.
Rock and roll is his lifestyle.
And his
man
style.
With a plan. Arrogant when joking with friends. Kangaroo obsession.
You're obsessed with kangaroos?
I don't remember that. Here's another haiku. It's called The Wrath of a Strong Fire. The fire was set until suddenly it jumped. The forest burned down. You want to hear another Sing Quan?
Yes, please.
Quad runners.
Yes.
Hitting ramps. Pulling huge wheelies. Powerful machines with engines. ATVs. That's pretty much that. And then the main event here is... If I were a Boston Red Sox.
I love it so much. I love it because it's...
If I were a Boston Red Sox.
A Boston Red Sox. Plural.
Yeah.
Because that's the team's name. They couldn't change that, I guess.
Yeah.
And if I were the whole team of the Boston Red Sox. If I were a sock.
And it's one of those ones where you put your picture in the back and you're on every page. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Very, very technologically advanced.
It's the end of September, and we're a game away from making the playoffs. What a glorious day. The New York Yankees are in town, but we've got lots of heat. Their first baseman steps up, though, and puts one in the seats. I did not make this.
We got to make that clear. This is a printed book from a store, probably a Boston Red Sox-themed store.
That makes a lot of sense. Written by... Joe DeAndrea. Illustrated by Bill Wilson.
Bill Wilson. If I were a Boston Red Sox.
It's our turn to bat. Two outs in a flash. Our catcher comes up and cuts with a smash.
This could be a fucking Murphy song.
I know. Nine innings of hardball tied 1-1. They lay down a bunt to score the leading run. But. We've got a man on first. There's only one out. The manager calls time and says to me in the dugout, I know you're young, kid, and experience you're lacking, but you've got talent, and you have our backing. So grab a bat and take a walk to the plate. It's in your hands. Determine our fate. Fucking smash this thing out of the park. Out of fucking Fenway over the monster.
I don't fucking care.
Boy, I'm scared, but my manager's right. The first pitch comes, ump calls it a strike.
Oh shit,
the count is full. I'm starting to sweat. I back out of the box and I know what's next.
Death.
The catcher signals the pitcher. Here comes the steam right down the pipe. The fans all scream.
Oh yeah,
I swing the bat with all of my might. The ball takes a ride and the crowd roars good night.
Yeah.
We've won the game, and they all want to know how it feels to strike the winning blow. All I can say is I love the game, and doing my best is always my aim.
Mm-hmm.
When the Red Sox are down, they can call on me, and by the way, I play for free. Because I'm a child.
Oh, right, yeah. It's illegal, but they do it.
Right.
That's how they found Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hoop.
That's that.
If I were a Boston Red Sox.
Yoko Ono was his loving wife. She did not stab him with a big knife. And Mark David Chapman have a little dick. He come in to go like a little prick.
Jared Leto.
Yeah. Jared Leto.
Anyway, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We're going to call it here because it's long enough, but I'm sleepy. I ran out of Adderall and it doesn't exist anymore, apparently. Yeah, Joe Biden took it and shot it all into the sun.
Ridiculous.
Big problem. So, yeah, I'm a little froggy, but hopefully next time I'll have some other drug to replace it. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We did have a response from those guys from OMG So Random Hee Hee.
Yep. Yeah.
They proposed a...
Wild Hogs
crossover of some kind.
Patreon.
For Patreon. So we're going to work that out and do a Patreon. So be on the lookout for that. And in the meantime, if you're not subscribed.
Look, if you want to hear more junk from four white men.
Yeah, it'll be good, though. I promise. If you're not a patron, you can listen to all of our other shit that we've done for Patreon only. Like all those commentary tracks.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/coolparents. Leave us a good rating and a good review wherever you're listening, especially Apple Music or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, not music. And what's our website?
Coolparents.co.
And what's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
And what's their TikTok?
Cool_parents.
That's it. Get on that Patreon. It starts at $2. Follow us. Send us messages on those other things. I just want to make you happy.
Yeah.
So do whatever you got to do. And thank you again for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
I am Justy Funk.
And that's it. Fuck the world.
Bust a nut.